Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began,
Play. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great time with our good friend Ivan Meisner. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chairman of BNI Business Network International. It's BNI.com. We're celebrating International Networking Week, and this man we're talking to right now is the father of all of that. Ivan, we're talking about the three core competencies, you call them, of networking. We just got through talking about education. Now we got emergence, right?
Immersion, yeah. You got to immerse yourself in the process. If you don't, go out and practice the things that we're talking about. Immerse yourself in the process. Go to those Rotary meetings that we mentioned earlier, or BNI, or chambers. Then it really doesn't do any good. You have to engage.
Just like anything else, experience. You got to get
it. It really
experience.
Is about experience.
Yeah.
And we have a survey that we've done. I think I've mentioned it before on this show. Where we surveyed 12,000 business people. It's the basis of a book that's coming out for us next year.
Right.
We asked them, how many hours a week do you spend networking, and have you been successful at it? And we found that people who said they were successful spend at least 6.5 hours, average 6.5 hours a week, in their networking efforts. And so that's a little bit of immersion.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, people who were in longer had higher percentage of revenue through referrals.
Wow.
So immersion. And then the last one is engagement. And by that, I mean you have to engage other people. It's like it's like playing baseball by yourself. You remember when you were a kid?
You can always throw the ball up so long, you know.
Yeah, and you can hit it, but then you got to go get the ball yourself,
right,
and bring it back, right?
Right.
So you can't play baseball by yourself very well, and you can't network by yourself very well. You have to engage others. And by engage others, I mean build relationships with them. It's all about relationships. I had a friend once who was doing a seminar at BNI, a breakout session, and he got everybody's attention to come to the session because he said he had the formula, the mathematical formula for success in networking. And everybody comes in, and he starts to do this chi-square formula, and he's asking questions, how many people are in a meeting, and how many referrals are being passed, and we're like getting really confused by this. And then he stops dead in his tracks, takes out a big black pen, puts a great big X through the formula, and he said, forget about it. It's all about relationships. And we all laughed so hard, but he made a really good point. Look, there's no magic bullet. The way to make networking work is to build relationships.
That's
with
right.
People, and
you know,
and
so as we're talking about relationships, you know, one of the points that I've been making now, Ivan, for a couple of years now, I've written several articles about this. Face-to-face is the original social media. And
yeah,
with all the social media stuff going on right now, all the virtual social media stuff going on, the digital stuff, people need to realize that it's not going to be enough just to spend your time on Facebook. You've got to get face-to-face with folks.
You have to, and it's not either or. I say it's both and.
Both and.
You can do the social media, but you got to be face-to-face.
I agree. Yeah. One's got to convert to the other. And I don't know why. I don't think I have any kind of a formula that I use, any kind of a set structure. But whenever I, you know, Ivan, you and I, you and I will email back and forth. But after a while, I just want to talk to you. So I'll pick up the phone and call you, you know. Or
yeah.
And I just think that too much. And I guess maybe that's a generational thing. Maybe the kids don't have to do that. But after a while, I want to see somebody or I want to talk to them, you know, hear their voice. What do you think?
I agree. And I think the generational issue, you know, the kids still get together, even though they're going to be texting each other a whole lot more. There might be.
But they get together and text each other while they're together.
Yeah, I have seen that. And I have to say I'm guilty of emailing my wife while I'm here in the house.
Oh, yeah.
She's in another room and I'll email.
And we don't do that. We IM each other, but we don't email. But you know, the other thing is that I want to say, Ivan, as we wrap up our celebration of International Networking Week, is something that I pointed out in the column I mentioned earlier, that regardless of whether you go to a civic club, to a Rotary club, Civitan, Key Club, whatever it may be, or a BNI chapter or a Chamber of Commerce event or whatever else you do, I just want to encourage people. I know you joined me in encouraging people. Become a more frequent, a more accomplished, and a more selfless networker. What do you think, Ivan?
I couldn't agree more. And you've done a lot to help communicate that message to small business people throughout the world. And for that, I thank you very much, Jim. And have a good International Networking Week.
Yeah, let's do it together. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, BNI.com. I hope you'll check out this outstanding website. You can also find out where all their chapters are. And if there's not one near you, start one. BNI.com. Hey, thanks, Ivan. We'll see you next time. International Networking Week, folks. Get busy. Do some networking this week. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour. But before I go, let me remind you today, remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.